There is pain and misery in this world. We know it all too well. It's the fallout from a conflict between darkness and light, right and wrong, death and life, doubt and trust. We feel this conflict in our own lives. You know that feeling we get when we do something without regard for someone else? When we make life all about us? And we ask ourselves, where is all this heading? How did this conflict begin? Who are the major players? And what's our role in it? Deeper still, we wonder how long it can go on and what will happen to end it. Will it be our darkest nightmares? Or is there another future? Beyond the conflict in our world is a search for meaning, a search for an answer to the question that began this conflict we see all around us. Can God's love be trusted?
I never thought I'd be in a war zone, but here I am.
Wars on the planet every year. Every hour, the world spends about $100 million on soldiers, ammunition, and the war machine. In fact, the world spends 80 times more money on the military than it would cost to provide basic water and sanitation for the entire world's population. So I'm pretty safe in saying that our world is a battlefield. But the Earth's battles are just part of the cosmic war. I'm in it, and so are you, whether you like it or not.
Okay, so it sweeps it in.
Two sides of brush and one main brush.
Very good. Technology, interesting and scary and amazing. Oh, how cute puppies! Isn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen? I'm not sure what it does. How do you make them move?
Rubbing.
Rubbing?
Come back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's like Rosie on the Jetsons.
Heidelberg, greeting, welcoming Robert. So he can shake hands and he can give you the flower.
So can she dance?
He can play games.
He can play games. How long does it take to assemble a robot like that?
It'll take like 6 months to make one computer.
Wow, that's a long time, isn't it? Do you ever wonder why God didn't create us to be robots? I mean, they're obedient, they're intelligent, they entertain us, but they have no freedom of choice. They can only do what they're being programmed to do. But God created us differently. He created us with the ability to love. And, you know, he really took a risk because love's a choice. But still, he gave us the freedom to either love him back or not to love him at all. And it really boils down to this. You can't have love without risking rebellion.
Check that out. What about that? What about that?
In reality, when most people look at themselves in the mirror, they're disappointed. The Bible talks about an angel called Lucifer, who was so good-looking that he is described as being the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. He was a big star in heaven. But like many stars, that wasn't enough. Lucifer wanted to be like God. In order to lift himself up, he put God down. How did he do this? Gossip. He started talking behind God's back.
War in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. We've come to expect war down here, but no one would have ever expected war in heaven. Well, that's precisely where this cosmic war started. It wasn't a war like this, though, with guns and tanks and helicopters. It was a war of ideas. A war of words, a battle for the hearts and minds, a war against the character of God.
A picture says 1,000 words, but what if the story is telling is fiction?
That's good. Is it okay? Come on back, man.
All right. Whoa. Love your hand.
Jessica, don't you love the fame? It's
in, bro.
Back up.
Okay.
Are you serious? Back up.
For real?
Push it.
Gossip is big business and bad news sells. In fact, the right single photo can sell for more than $500,000. Yeah, mate, I'm on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. All right, but I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Is the picture of God Lucifer sold to humanity accurate? Can any picture ever tell the whole story?
So Nathan, what does it take to be a celebrity photographer?
What does it take to be a celebrity photographer? A lot of patience. You know, you gotta know where to go. You have to be connected. You know, there are certain people out there in the media right now that are hot. If I can grab a shot of them doing something bad or looking mad, or that sells.
Okay.
You know, sex, violence.
Yeah. So you just got to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not easy, but, you know.
So are you always on the lookout for a good photo?
I don't leave home without it. You gotta be, man. I carry the camera with me everywhere I go. Except on dates. Girls don't like that much.
Yeah, that's probably a good principle to have. So, Nathan, what do you think fuels celebrity gossip?
Inquiring minds want to know, man. You know, people, they just have that desire to know. And when you have a celebrity that's out there, that they're always looking good, they're always on the prim and proper, if there's a little bit of dirt floating around, people want to know. If I can get a shot of someone doing something stupid, you know, the public wants to see that, because celebrities are not perfect, but they portray themselves as being perfect. Mm. Celebrities are always showing the good side. That's not fair, man. They can be a hypocrite, and no one will ever know it until I got out there and exposed them.
What's more important, the photo or the story that the photo can potentially tell?
If you take the right picture at the right moment with the right person, then at least you have is a lead-in for a story, whether it's fact or fiction. Well, did she do it on purpose? Is she looking for that attention? I don't know, but the buyer of the photo might think so. You know, the 99% of the people in the world are going to make up their own little idea out of it, and that's going to sell the picture, you know?
And yet that photo might not tell the whole story.
No, it won't tell the whole story. It's the beginning, middle, or end of the story, you know, unless I take a sequence of photos.
Have you ever felt bad about a photo that you've sold, and especially the way it would have been used?
No, not really. I mean, you know, regardless of whether I sell the photo or someone else sells the photo, someone's going to make up some kind of caption to go with it, whether it's fact or fiction. So that's not my problem. I'm just doing my job, okay. You know?
Yep. So whether you're in the game or not is going to happen anyways.
Definitely. And why shouldn't I be the one making the money?
Well, Hollywood's full of surprises. See who she did. That looks pretty much like her right there.
Well, I wonder who the guy she's with.
Yeah, I mean, who is the guy? See, and that's where the stories come from. It's not her boyfriend. We all know her boyfriend.
Supposed boyfriend is.
But it's not him. Could it be her assistant or her sister?
You could say that Lucifer was the first paparazzi photographer. I mean, he sold us a picture of God. We bought it and have been paying for it ever since.
All right, man. I got to get going, eh?
Yeah.
You take care.
All right.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
See you later.
All righty.
Lucifer started talking behind God's back, mudslinging, and pretty soon it became a full-blown open confrontation. The sad thing for God, what hurt him the most, was that many of his angels bought the lie. So what does God do? What would you do?
it's time for change. It's time for new perspective from the mundane. It's time to live like it's my last day.
Thank you. That's amazing. God had several options when dealing with Lucifer. Could have turned him into a robot. That would have been a good short-term solution. Wonder what the other angels would have thought if God had have done that. You know, some people say that God should have just killed him and been done with rebellion then and there. But I wonder what the consequences of that would have been. It wouldn't really seem like a loving thing for God to do, would it?
Killed Lucifer then and there, he would have confirmed Lucifer's accusation that he was a dictator and a tyrant. It's like this. Let's say a father had three sons. One of those sons goes to his brothers and tells them that dad is cruel, unfair, and expects the impossible. The father finds out about this and he reacts by taking the son out and shooting him. Just imagine what those remaining sons would think of their father.
God responded the only way love can respond. He had to let Lucifer go so that the true nature of rebellion could be revealed, and that takes time. Remember, before this, rebellion had never existed before. Nobody even knew what it looked like, let alone what the consequences would be. So Lucifer was kicked out of heaven and turned his attention to planet Earth, whose inhabitants were equally innocent to the devastating effects of rebellion.
Lucifer brings his gossip about the character of God down to earth. He suggests to Eve that God's word can't be trusted. God had said to Adam and Eve that they could eat anything from their world garden except from one tree. Lucifer asks a question that raises doubt. Did God really say that? He then suggests God limits their freedom and will do all he can to ensure they can't be as powerful as him. Lucifer tells Eve, "For God knows when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil."
Thank you. Have
Muchas gracias.
Nice day. Gracias.
Adam and Eve bought the lies of Lucifer, who we now know is the devil. Incidentally, did you know that the word devil means slanderer or mudslinger? Pretty appropriate, really. The war in heaven had now spread to earth.
At the beginning of humanity's epic story, the first humans chose to listen to Lucifer's gossip. His whispers about whether God really did love us. And from that moment on, we lost sight of what we had with God. We bought the lies. And today, all around us, we see the devastation, the fallout from that broken relationship.
Find ourselves in the mess we're in today. Natural disasters like earthquakes and tsunamis, man-made tragedies like oil spills and terrorist attacks, deterioration of society, politics, morality, religion, and the economy. All these point to the death throes of the devil's regime, the end of his desperate rebellion.
Plenty of evidence for what's wrong with our world. But what's right with it? What hope do we have of being reconciled to God? Or is it simply too late? Has God given up on us?
Thousands of Korean couples come here to the Seoul Tower every year to hang a lock on this fence, showing that their hearts are locked together forever. And you know, Jesus' heart is just like that toward us. How do we know this? Because he provided a rescue plan. He promises us a way out if we just return our hearts to him. But do you know what's so amazing about this plan? That through Jesus, God became one of us and died so that we might live. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him won't perish, but will live forever.
Epic conflict was when Jesus allowed himself to be nailed on a cross for us. We might have thought God was good, but this kind of love was beyond belief. On the other hand, Lucifer, the devil, was finally exposed for who he really was, a murderer and the father of all lies. God's amazing love and the devil's horrendous hate were put beyond all question for all the world to see.
The devil's time is over. The game is up, and he's trying to take down with him as many people as he can. The Bible warns us like this: terror will come on the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time.
God promises us that evil and pain won't go on forever. Soon Jesus will return and fulfill his promise that he will come back and will finally put an end to Lucifer and his reign of terror once and for all.
Finally, the war is over. God and those who have chosen him are reunited. When we see this big picture that God has revealed to us, the issues become clear, the choices more distinct. God's character is shown for what it really is: love. That's the God I want, the God of love. God wins, love wins, we win.
Archangel, Archangel, this is Air One. We are coming down. Alien Alpha. Yankee Delta coming. This is RQ1, RQ1, we're on top 6.